So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. Welcome back to the Vegan Fitness Podcast with another amazing episode and guest on the show, or a special guest. Kaisa is here, a superstar client of the Game Changer Academy, who is here to share her journey with us in these times. I think it's always super valuable to have these inspiring stories. And yeah, Kaisa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. So yeah, let's start off. Just for a listener who doesn't know you maybe, where you're from, what you do for a living, and also what's your vegan story? So what made you go plant-based, try this lifestyle, make the switch? What made you do that?
Yeah. So I'm 42 years old. I live in the south part of Sweden in a city called Kalmar. And my work is that I work in a bank and do different stuff. So I'm a banker, basically. And I went vegan when I came home from Africa in January of 2019. And this was due to the fact that I had this nasty skin condition called rosacea. And it was kind of bad. I mean, it was itching, it was hurting, and I had to eat a lot of meds to get to deal with that, basically. And for periods of time when I've been traveling, I haven't had that much access to like dairy products or meat, because I was a vegetarian before, but I didn't have access to dairy products or eggs. And I noticed that my skin got better. So when I came back from this trip, I realized that maybe I have to change something in my life instead of just taking these meds. So when I came home, I went vegan and I tried it on my own for a year. And I ended up gaining weight. I think I went from like 84 kilos to 92 or something. And that was, I had been vegan for like a year and 3 months, and I was really, really miserable. And I was thinking, I don't know what to do. So I started looking for like sources for plant-based protein. And that's how I found you, Fritz. And here I am. Happy.
Here you are. Awesome. Yeah, that's a fun story. Because I think I can relate to that. For me, it was pretty similar. I also gained like, I don't know, 15 kilos after one plant-based. So it definitely wasn't working for me as well. Then you found me, you found us through social media online probably, right? And what was it that you could relate to from our approach? Because nowadays there's plenty of online coaches, right? Also plenty of vegan online coaches nowadays. So what's stuck out for you, and what made you decide to reach out in the end?
So before I contacted you, I looked at your content. I listened to some podcast, I believe. And I felt like I didn't compare you to any other vegan online things, but I felt that there was like some kind of connection that this could actually work for me, because I felt that this was not about like the only about the appearance or like getting up at 3 o'clock at night in the night to get your steps in. And I've seen those programs. I mean, they promise you weight loss, and yeah, you'll get weight loss, but you'll also lose quality of life. And I felt that this was like more balanced view to nutrition and health. And for me, I'm in this to make this a lifestyle. So I don't want the quick fixes. It doesn't matter if it takes me 6 months or a year, I will get there. And I feel so much better every day and every week. It's amazing.
Right on. Yeah, that's good to hear. That's what we want to do. We want to create sustainable results that are lifestyle friendly. Of course, you gotta put in the work, right? You still gotta get up early and get to work at them. So our clients don't sleep in usually, but of course, in a way that fits your lifestyle, so it doesn't overwhelm you or frustrate you. So you mentioned you were struggling after you went vegan. That's what made you reach out. So what were your goals coming in? So what did you want to achieve physical wise, lifestyle wise, and what were your biggest challenges coming in that you didn't know how to handle without help?
Today, I see the story in a different light. But when I first reached out to you, I wanted only a change with my weight. But it's turned out to be so much more than the weight. So I came in for the weight, and it's something more. It's bigger. It's better.
Nice. Yes. So you came in for the weight, and now it's something bigger. And what were your biggest challenges?
When I started program?
Yeah, before joining, what were like the biggest obstacles, challenges that held you back from achieving this on your own, maybe?
Yeah, because I didn't have I didn't have a clue what to eat. I just went, I realized that I'm low on proteins. So I started looking for protein stuff. And I ate like tons of chickpeas. And it doesn't get the work done. So I didn't know what to do, basically. I had totally the wrong approach. Now I know where to find my proteins. I know it's important to have the protein shakes and the Satan stuff. I mean, that's amazing. And I love cooking it. It's so much fun.
Yes. Yeah. No, I imagine that must have been a struggle to hit your protein with chickpeas only. I mean, I did this as well. I had these huge bowls, right, filled with lentils and chickpeas. It's like, it's crazy. You cannot make it happen.
Because when I did this at work, at lunch, we only have 30 minutes, and I had these huge bowls. And people around me, they were sitting, they were socializing. And my main focus was to get through this huge bowl of salad and beans before I need to go back to work. So
no time for socializing. You had to put in the work and get the meal down. Right? Wow, that's interesting. Actually, I can relate to that too. I also used to bring my Tupperware full of beans and legumes, and the people at work, when I used to work in a company, they were like, "What is that? Like, that's just beans. Like, that's just, I mean, of course there's some pasta, but that's basically just chickpeas in your whole Tupperware. Like, what's going on there?" I was like, "No, that's high protein, that's healthy, and that's how you do it and stuff." And yeah, it was the same. I couldn't even finish it. I felt super low energy after. Couldn't fully focus on work and felt bloated as well. So definitely not super productive. So right on. And did you have any experience with online coaching before? What were your thoughts on online coaching? Any concerns, or were you pretty much, in believing in online coaching?
No concerns. I was like, this might work. I mean, I'm all in. I don't judge stuff beforehand, and I was pretty open to it, and it's done me good.
Cool. Yeah, sounds good. So what are your biggest wins from the program in on your journey over the last months with us? What were your biggest wins, like physical wise, and maybe how much weight did you lose, just so we have a rough understanding? What other body changes or results did you receive in the program did you get?
So if we look at the bodily changes and the weight, so I had, when I started, I had my first goal at 90, and I figured that's nothing to celebrate, but now I know better. You should celebrate all your wins, but I didn't celebrate that. My step two was 85 kilos, and when I reached that, I celebrated. I went to a massage parlor and had this 1.5 hour massage, and it was great. At 80, I bleached my teeth.
Nice.
And I still do have a weight goal. I want to go down to 75, but I also really want to get strong and build a lot of muscle. And I know you have to do one thing before you can do the other thing, but that's a part of it. But now it's come more to this program has helped me take charge of myself, self leadership thing. I get like this input and I explore all these new things that interest me a lot. I've started doing meditations. I've started with the cold showers and dipping in the sea and all this. There's so much fun stuff to do.
Yes, there
that
is.
That I didn't know of before. So this has become something more than the weight loss.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, just for listeners, some context. Tell us about the dip in the sea. Like how cold was it? And just tell us a story about that. I'm curious.
Yeah. So this started out with a game changer call that Nils told us the benefits of cold showers. And he said, oh, I do like 20 seconds of cold showers and it's great. And I thought, oh, yeah, I'll do that. So I started and tried it at home. I thought 20 seconds, that's too little. I'll take the 2 minutes right on. So I put on my favorite song, jumped into the shower. And jumped right back out. I couldn't do it. But I started little by little. So I do the cold showers every morning. And it doesn't bother me now. And I think it was the first weekend of December. I promised my friend I'll meet her. And we submerged in the sea. It was, I think, 6th of December. When I went to the sea, I had to scratch the windows of my car because it was freezing cold. So below zero, I guess. And the sea was like 6 degrees Celsius. And I'm going back again on New Year's Day. We have a new date.
I love it. Wow. And how long were you able to be in there? I'm curious.
Maybe like not very long, but above 20 seconds.
That's strong. Wow. Yeah, I like it. That's awesome. It's very inspiring. Actually encourages me to do it as well. I think it's... That's like the full immersion, right? Of course, you have the cold shower, which is also challenging. But if you then go into sea, that's just like even colder and everything's immersed into it. It's just another experience.
So it's good because the trick is just to calm yourself down and focus on the breathing. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do for Christmas when I get some time off. I'm going to read the Wim Hof book.
Nice. Yes, Wim Hof. He's a beast. I will get him on the podcast hopefully soon. Definitely a goal of mine. So yeah, that's awesome. And just to recap on that, you lost the weight, right? So that was a goal, and you got below that, and you want to keep pushing on that. But as you said, more importantly than that, it opened up a whole new universe for you, right? It opened up new opportunities, new things to explore, pushing your body to the next level, which is great. So what did you learn in the process? So the wins, right? That's one part, what you achieved. What did you learn in the process that's now serving you for the rest of your life?
So what I've realized that like the exercise and the nutrition is like the foundation of being a functional human being. Because when that's all there and it's in place, that makes you that you have like the energy, you have the joy, and you can go and explore other stuff in your life. So with that, like that base, it brings so much more to your life. Do you kind of get what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's my like my biggest win out of this.
Mm-hmm. So what, if you don't mind me asking, what does it bring to your life now after you experience that? How does it enhance your experience of life?
So I did, because I figured I wanted to have like a second opinion, because I know how I feel today compared to how I felt before. Before I was like hiding. I didn't like to socialize. Probably depressed, I would say, even if I don't have the clinical right to say that, because I don't have like the papers on that. And I was like, I had to nap. I wasn't present. I was hiding, miserable. But on the outside, I believe that I still radiated joy and I looked like a happy, upbeat person. But on the inside, I wasn't. And now I feel it. I mean, I'm more in the here and now. I want to grow. I want to explore. And that's my take on it. So I asked two colleagues if they've noticed any change with me these past 6 months, because these people hang with me every day, 5 days a week. So what they told me that before I did like radiate joy, but I had these huge ups And then I could like push it up there for a while, but I ended up going down, way down. So I had these huge like movements in the way I appeared around them. So that's gone. It's more like a solid, happy camper, basically. So that's nice. And they also said that they've noticed that I'm a lot more like, I know where I'm going. I'm a lot more decisive. So they've noticed some positive changes.
Oh yeah, I love that. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, it's a good idea to ask someone else that you see a lot, what they notice. Sort of the we call key performance indicators. If you're making progress, if people around you are noticing, then that's a good indicator because yeah, they see you every day and they yeah, they experience that. So that's great to hear that that's the case and that you're also more decisive, which I think is a big yeah, a big upside of being on this journey, that you're making decisions every single day that are positive, that you do for yourself, that you are taking charge of, and you're not letting the circumstances dictate your life, right? Which many people, especially now during the current situation we're in, many people let the circumstances dictate their life. But when you take charge, you work out, you eat healthy, even though around you, no one is doing that, like no one really is doing it in the end. It's normal to skip home workouts nowadays. It's normal to like just yeah, just wait till this is over. It's normal to not prep your meals and everything. So when you don't do that, but you create a new norm for you, make a powerful statement, then you get more, become more decisive because you realize if you do take charge of your actions and your goals, then life will give back to you, right? You will see the results right away. So that's awesome win, Kaiser. I like
And
it.
this is good because the change it happens gradually. And in the beginning, people asked me what I was doing, but they were not really noticing a difference. But then I had what I call the game changer glow up. During this one single week, I got all these compliments. I hadn't gotten them before, but they were just coming in everywhere. So that's the game changer glow up. Wait until that day. That's magic. That week is the best.
I love that. That's an amazing term. I will trademark that. I will start using it as well. This will be the name of this episode, the Game Changer Glow Up with Kaiser. Yeah, I think it's the case, right? You radiate this, you glow this energy that you maybe didn't radiate before. All right, now that's awesome. That sounds so good. And also, I acknowledge you, right? Of course, like right now, it sounds like we did all the work, but we actually didn't. We just gave you the right approach and we were there for you, but you showed up, right? So if you put in the work every single day in and day out, through ups and downs. I think when you started, like around 6 months ago, a bit more than 6 months ago, we are in the midst of this pandemic, right? In the midst of it, where many people were yeah, going backwards, like retracting and not going out and taking action. And you were one of the people that did. And now, yeah, you're here and you are in momentum and feeling good throughout this. So I
So
acknowledge
I'm
you.
freaking happy that I did take this move and did take this step in these times too, because this has made me fill this time with something that I will value for the rest of my life. I mean, something that's going to keep me pushing forward. I don't know where I would have been if I hadn't taken this step. Probably I would be sitting here eating meat, like crappy food from McDonald's. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, not gonna happen anymore. Yeah, I think you mentioned that before as well, that you were thinking about going back to meat, right? When you didn't feel that way that well. Do you mind sharing that?
Yeah, because I did realize, I noticed that when I went vegan, the rosacea stuff, it disappeared. But I was so totally frustrated about the weight gains because they kept coming every week, and I thought, I don't know how to stop this. If I go back to the way I ate before I became a vegetarian, then I get my proteins down and I could like get the weight under control. So I was like, probably before I found you, I was like 2 weeks from going back to meat.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you found us in the right timing then. Okay, awesome. Kaiser, thanks so much for sharing all of this, your journey. If you would give one tip to the person listening right now, that's maybe thinking of starting to finally get on the right track towards the health, but maybe wants to wait till 2021 or wants to wait a bit longer till the pandemic is over completely. Maybe there are people out there that think that. What would you say to the person that's maybe waiting and not taking action?
I would say that waiting is not the way to live your life. It's better to do it now than to wait. Because if you wait, you've like wasted more time of your life. So just do it. And it's like, it's all right. There is like money involved. You have to put in the work. It's going to take time from you. But on the other hand, like the things that you get from this, it's so much bigger. It's better. So just do it. Don't wait.
All right. I like it. Yeah, just get it done. Just get going. Commit now and figure out the rest later. Kaiser, thanks so much. Again, just want to acknowledge you have been such an action taker for yourself, but also for the community. You have been showing up and inspiring many people in our community as well. And you are not done yet, right? You want to keep pushing. What's your goal for Christmas Eve again? What's your goal there?
Christmas Eve, I met this training buddy that I met at the gym. We've been hanging out at the same times for like 10 weeks before I spoke to her. And when we started talking, I realized that she's on a weight loss journey and she's doing it with the meat way. And she has a personal trainer with her in the gym. But we started talking and it turns out we started out at the exact same weight. And when we met, we had the same weight. So we have committed to doing these challenges on Christmas Eve, 9 o'clock. She's going to do a pull up and I'm going to deadlift my body weight. Times 1.5.
Let's go. I love it. Yes, that's a great goal to have. And then you can enjoy Christmas dinner and the Christmas food even more. And next year, you mentioned you want to have 2 times the body weight, right? You want to deadlift 2 times.
That's for next Christmas.
Cool. All right, guys, I love that. Like I said, keep being such an action taker and so awesome. And there's so much more to come. We're not done yet. Let's do it.
No, and I've been looking at the program. It's awesome. I finally get to learn how to make my own meals like in a proper way. Love it.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we're now doing the more advanced stuff in evolution, how to build your own meals, how to intuitively eat long term. So that's exciting stuff. And the listener, if you are listening to this one and you were inspired by this, then just let me know that you were inspired by this. You can leave a rating review on iTunes. That's how you help this podcast grow, because we don't do any ads on here. The way to support us is just to leave a rating like 5 stars and then write a quick review and subscribe to the show. If you enjoyed it, then I would love for you to do that. Kaiser, thank you so much for being here. Let's keep getting those gains and save the planet, shall we?
Yes, we will.
All right, then talk soon. Bye-bye. Yes, yes, what did you think? What an amazing episode again. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.